This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Joe Mancini, your host. Like I said, always a pleasure. You can come to the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch live and listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening there, a lot going on that you may want to. I'd like to see you get involved with. If you go up to the website, you can sign up for the weekly. I got to get this out of the way in the beginning, so I don't have to deal with it later on and think about it. You can sign up for the weekly newsletter. You can sign up for text messaging, text alerts. Text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. I'm giggling because every single time I see Joe Biden in the Oval Office, and he's got that mask on. You know, I have to say, who's he protecting himself? Who's he protecting him from himself? Come on, think about it. Anyway, I get a kick out of it. What do you want from me? A lot going on in the news. A lot that I want to catch up on. A lot when I would talk about Zoe Rachel, or Alfonso Rachel, joins me after the break. Always love when he's on with me. Whole different world, whole different discussion. We've got going to have a senator from California on talking about what he's putting up in a bill and in a law coming here soon. We have protection of religious freedoms in the Constitution, but for some reason, I don't know, we have to re-protect it at the state level? Are we for real? It's just nuts. We touched on a school board that mocked parents who support reopening the schools. And one teacher was like, one board member was, hey, well, they want their babysitters back. No. They want their lives back. They want the kids to have their lives back. What's wrong with that? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, Tony Katz, you've heard of him. You've seen him on some of the shows, you know, Newsmax and Fox and other places. He put out a piece on Rush Limbaugh that I thought was pretty good. And it's something that a lot of people don't really get and or understand. First, before I talk about this piece, we still need to make money. Yes, we do it because we love what we do. But you still got to make money. You still got to pay the bills. You still got to keep the electricity on. And when, you know, it's disgusting what the left is saying about Limbaugh. I don't know if you've seen some of it. It's just disgusting. You know, it's really funny because they're supposed to be the compassionate ones, right? They're the ones that are compassionate and understanding. Not so much. But Rush was, Tony says that Rush was, you know, conservative radio's happy warrior. And if you've seen pictures of liberals, unless it's a demise of a Republican, if you've seen pictures of liberals, they're not happy. They don't smile. I'm not talking about the average liberal either. I'm talking about, you know, the left-wing progressive socialist nutjob. And one of the things that Rush, you could tell, he was always having a good time. And that transfer, that went off to his listeners. You know, William F. Buckley, drier than burnt toast. But he was one of the great conservatives of the 20th century. You know, he articulated. He could get the message across. He spoke very succinctly about the values of conservatism. And he declared about the magazine that he founded, the National Review, that it stands, you know, it stands high above history. It yells stop at a time when no other is inclined to do so. And it doesn't have patience for those who want to sidestep history. But what Limbaugh did was to bring the message to millions. And it wasn't just a message. You know, think about it. It was comedy and empathy. You know, he made fun of himself at times. He had a lot of fun with it. He showed millions of Americans not only that conservatism is fine, it's fantastic, it's not just smart, it's brilliant, actually, if I might say so. He also embodied the idea that conservatism wasn't just about freedom. It was actually freeing. Think about what conservatism stands for, liberty, freedom. Now, the left would tell you, no, they don't really believe in freedom. Look, they want to stop same-sex marriage. No, there was a whole thought behind it about marriage and what marriage is. They weren't trying to stop two people from being together. I'm not going to go through the whole thing again, but, right? Liberal sees the ability to decide whatever sex you want from minute to minute, whatever gender you are from minute to minute. You want to see what a liberal thinks? Look at California. A liberal believes that a 12-year-old has a right to an abortion without telling their parents about it. And a 22-year-old man has a right to have sex with a 12-year-old. Look it up. I'm not lying. Because we all know that a 12-year-old has the mental capacity to decide whether they want to have sex or not, whether they're in love or not, and whether they should have an abortion and or even a sex change. Think about all these things. That's what they stand for. They're more willing to allow an onslaught of illegal aliens coming over the border without proof of shots, without vaccinations, giving them slips of paper to tell them to come back. What we've seen in the past, 92% of them don't show up for their court cases and they get lost in the big cities. And yet we can't open up our schools because we're afraid of the virus. That's how they think. That's how their brain works. Joe Mancito, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Alfonso Rachel joins me after the break. You're listening to The Real Side.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE. 855-732. But come on, you should know this by now. I shouldn't have to do this every week. You know what I'm saying? 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air and in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the, well, part of the conversation, really. You know, again, I love these people who something goes by on their Twitter feed and all of a sudden it's gospel truth. Like, good luck to you. Anyway, let me bring him on. I have a lot of fun when he's on with me. Alfonso Rachel, who we lovingly refer to as Zoe, joins us. And, hey, dude, are you in the part of California that actually has electricity?
Well, I'm using a computer right now.
You could be a generator power. You could be, maybe you took AOC to heart, and you got a whole bunch of those what the solar panel in your backyard, you know, got rid of the backyard and just have solar panels everywhere.
Yeah, man, I'm on my power generator bike, man, just, you know, helping me out some juice. Yeah.
Building up your legs at the same time providing electricity for the family. There you go. What a great guy you are.
Yeah, man. You know, I try.
I can't wait till she comes up with the first, you know, solar panel airplane. I want to see that. Okay? And you know what? I'll even man the on-ramp, you know, the ramp they usually get up inside the plane. I'll help, you know, I'll help AOC and others up in it to see how that works out. First trip going to Hawaii.
Yeah, she'll be watching the, you know, the test flight of it from a remote location. Oh, as that thing goes down, she'll be like, "I almost died." Yeah. And so, you know.
No, it's because it was made by petroleum. That's why the plane crashed. You know, I get the biggest kick out of these people. You know, talk about the climate change. You know, and you know, Texas is like their thing. And I'm saying to myself, "No, wait a minute. I'm no scientist, but let's start at real simple stuff, right? If truly this was all about climate change, then wouldn't we have had a few years of, you know, getting a little colder and a little colder and a little colder? I mean, isn't that how it works? It doesn't work like it. Not like what they would call Mother Nature flicks a switch and we go from, you know, 82 to 16 below. It just doesn't work that way, right?
Yeah, I guess with them, climate change is supposed to work, I guess, the same way that evolution does. I mean, we're not supposed to see this leap. It's just going to, you know, whatever happened, whatever this became, it just is now. And I guess climate change, I guess, is somehow going to work the same way or something like that. You know, we're going to see this evolution in the weather in the next 12 years or something like that.
You just got woke enough, dude. That's what the problem is.
Yeah.
All right, it's one of your favorite subjects that I love to bring up, because this was rolling around in my head, and I'm looking at this, and I'm going, you know, this is what you and I spend time at times explaining to other people. Max Lucado came out to apologize to gay activists. He said that the church has harmed the LGBT people over the last decade or so. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he said, you know, he did a sermon on homosexuality. He said, you know, he wounded people, right? But it wasn't enough for the liberal congregation. He came out, you know, and he apologized for some of the words he used. And I would imagine, based on what I've read, the bigger part of the story, he was reading out of Scripture. He was talking about some of the things that we accept in society today, or have accepted as the norm, if you would, in many ways. And the liberals in his church were very, very, very upset with him. I mean, this is what we're raising in the church now. We're raising people. They're really not interested in God's word. They're interested in what makes them feel good.
That's it right there, man. That's it. Amen. Mic drop and all that sort of stuff. That's what we want. We want feel good Jesus. And, you know, it's like, I don't know, if, you know, because, and feel good Jesus is, you know, the Jesus that you want that, you know, makes you okay with what it is that, you know, we do that feels right. If it feels good and it feels right, go ahead and do it. Let's just go ahead and ignore Jesus, who called Peter Satan, because Peter was like, oh, man, Jesus is like, hey, Pete, you seem to be kind of, taken by the affairs of men and don't really seem to care about the things of God. I appreciate that you think that it's right that I don't get killed and everything, man, and I don't really want to get killed either. However, you seem to want to make yourself feel good and thinking that stuff's not going to happen to me. And I assure you, that's just not how this works. And the same thing goes for this feel-goodism that people are seeking in this all-accepting hippie Jesus, unconditional Jesus. Jesus is quite conditional. He lets you know what's right, what's not, and what's wrong. And but people decide that they want to go ahead and make this idol named Jesus, who's okay with whatever it is that they think feels good.
You know, I think it's really interesting is that, you know, he talks about his sermon against same-sex marriage and what it would lead to and what he felt it would lead to and ultimately it's almost like what's going to happen. I'm interested that the story has resurrected itself, if you would, here recently. But ultimately what's going to happen is that they're going to pull scripture and terms in the Bible or what have you, and they're going to mark it as hate speech. And you'll either have to wipe it out of the Bible, white it out. Excuse me for using the term white it out. I didn't want to use the term black it out. You know.
Racist.
They'll have to white it out because they don't want it's going to hurt somebody. And that's now catch this: the congregation or portions of the congregation, they put together like a petition.
Mm-hmm.
They want him to come out and apologize for what he said about same-sex marriage and or what he said about the LGBTQ community and or the gay and lesbian lifestyle, and because it inflicts harm on the LGBTQ people. So they go on to say that they want the church first to have him publicly apologize, and then secondly, they want him to be taken out of the church. And what I think is really funny here is it's kind of like, thou shalt not commit adultery. Mm-hmm. Well, wait a minute. I've been doing that for years. Why should that all of a sudden be a problem? That hurts my feelings. I enjoy adultery. Yeah. Right? I mean, that's what we got to, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And you know, and you're right, man. It's like they're going to look for these rewrites, and we're supposed to read scripture a certain way. And the funny thing is that one of the big arguments from liberals against God is that you can't trust the Bible because it's been rewritten. Yeah, it's been rewritten.
No, it was written by, I heard it was written by white guys. That's why you can't trust it. But go ahead.
Right. And now, you know, I guess they want, you know, white guys to, like, write it again and stuff like that. And throughout history, they say that's why you can't trust the Bible is because it's been rewritten. Meanwhile, they're the ones who want it revisioned right now. So it's like, okay, you guys want the very thing done to the Bible, the thing that you claim to not trust. And the thing is, the Bible's never had to be rewritten. You don't need to do that because you're always going to have some people who are always going to try to interpret it the way that they want to interpret it anyway, no matter how it's written. So, you know, this right now, you know, them once again, you know, why they pick on us anyways? Well, I guess, you know, since we are the big boy on the block, and I guess maybe the reason why they look to us so much to harass is because, you know,
we got no spine. Like we got no spine.
Yeah.
We need another David in the midst. Anyway, we'll talk more about this inside the break. Joe, senior host, don't go far. A lot more coming up, and I won't let Joe go anywhere until we come back.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Electricity has now been restored to around 2 million homes and businesses across Texas after a huge snowstorm ravaged most of the state. Hundreds of thousands of outages still remain in many cities. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
We have already begun the process to make sure that events like this never again happen in Texas. And that starts with reforming the agency in charge of electric reliability in Texas, which is ERCOT.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards is hoping for a major disaster declaration from President Biden.
Was able to talk to the president on Tuesday afternoon and make sure he was aware that we would be making that request. And of course, I look forward to getting a response from him very soon.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. Hold on. We are back. And see, I'm hip. Okay, you hear the music? Okay. Go with you. Does hip still work? Or that give it all away? I don't know.
Go. I don't know, man. Unless you talk about throwing the hip out, you know, trying to get your boogie on, you know. Oh, my hip!
I just think you showed your ageism, didn't you? I mean, towards me.
I think. Well, I wasn't talking about you specifically.
Yeah. I just happened to be the old white guy in the room. Yeah, I got it. I understand. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5566. You know. I love having these conversations with you, man. I really do. And
all right.
Because I love the emails that I get sometimes. And it's almost like we can't joke around because I might be offending. Maybe I don't offend you because you're the black guy, but there might be another black guy that's offended. Well, too bad. You don't know me. You don't know my heart. You don't know us. You don't get what we're talking about, apparently. There's nothing wrong with this. And when we talk about Jesus, you know, it makes some people nuts. Because they think we're being disrespectful. Probably because I don't speak in old English, old King's English or stuff. I don't know. I'm sorry. Anyway.
These people need to get a hobby, Joe.
Yeah, push away from the Facebook keyboard and do something. All right, so I think we were on this. You know, one of the things we talked about during the break, which is between racism and all kinds of other stuff, it has divided the very church that should be together in all of these things. It should be, you know, God's word is it, bottom line, end of discussion. You don't like it? Well, I guess you got to find a church that doesn't rely on the Bible. I don't know what to tell you.
Right, yeah, church of something else. You know, and definitely not the Church of Christ or anything like that. And we're supposed to be church as it is. You know, it's church isn't a place that you go to. Church is something that you are. And if we are church, then, you know, we definitely shouldn't be like, being looking at each other all divided and stuff like that. Because, you know, a building, which we are supposed to be, will definitely collapse.
Well, you know, I love the comments. You know, again, I'm not beating on people to beat on people. These are things that have worked its way into the Christian community, into Christian churches, and it's wrong. It's dead wrong. So when Jesus told the adulteress to stop committing sin, he didn't say to her, stop committing adultery, right? Because that could have softened the blow, if you would. He said, stop sinning. So yes. I would imagine, unless Jesus was drinking or I'm stupid, that adultery is a sin, right? So when I'm reading some of these things that these Christians are writing about Max, now I don't know Max Lucado, I don't know him personally or anything like that, but they're upset because he's making people feel bad, all right? And that he's making them feel less about themselves. And so I'm sitting here thinking, about, you know, and he's not acting in love and kindness. So was Jesus not acting lovingly towards the adulteress?
That's we got this love people straight to hell culture going on, man. And, you know, and that's the thing about it, Joe. You know, people want to define sin, you know, on their own terms, qualify what sin and qualify, you know, what it isn't. And, you know, I know it's a hard sell for people because, you know, if they find pleasure in it, or even if they find it, even if they don't, they'll find the pleasure in feeling accepting in what it is that somebody else is doing. And then they feel woke and they feel enlightened because they feel all tolerant and stuff like that. And none of these things have anything to do with God. But once again, if they can use the trappings of Jesus, you know, all accepting, and they know that it's already an institution where people will come to and will give up their money and stuff like that, and they can use that to even, you know, use Jesus as leverage to put in policy, these social policies where they can feel good about themselves and people can do whatever they want, hey, all the better. So between money and votes, Jesus is a good tool for them, and unfortunately they're going to have to find out the hard way that when he says, I don't know you, the most terrifying words that can ever be spoken to anybody in the universe.
Yeah, well, and the second most terrifying words is, I'm from the government. I'm here to help.
Well, they won't be able to help them when Jesus comes and lay down
there. There you go. No, but it is, you and I have talked about this a lot on the show, and it's something that's already always bothered me that, and I'm not going to say, I don't even want to say the liberal Christians, because I've talked to conservative Christians that don't know Scripture, and yeah. I don't know how to put this out there, but my God, how do you call yourself, and I'm asking the question, how do you call yourself a Christian when you don't open the book? Maybe you do once in a while, and you read those fun stories that, you know, you remember as a kid growing up or whatever. But what about the harder stories? You know, I don't want to harp on the adulterers, but that's someone that, you know, everybody kind of remembers and knows about me. I mean, seriously, that's not a... Jesus is calling her out for what she's doing. He didn't pummel her verbally. He just said, look, knock it off. You're forgiven. Now move on and cool it, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, man. Well, the thing with too many conservatives is that really their affection is for the Constitution. Their affection is for the country, right? That's their patriotism actually means more to them than their salvation. Yeah, let's just call it what it is, man. It's there's a lot of conservatives that are like that. Knowing about God isn't really at the top of their interest. They already think they have the moral thing down. A lot of them think they're already better people because we have so much affection for America and we love America, love it to leave it and stuff like that. So they already think that they're moral people, and Jesus should be okay with that. So they already think that they're on Jesus's side. And really from there, it's not like really important to them to get to know who Jesus has always been. Not just this guy who came and, you know, ate bread and fish and went to the cross. I'm talking about the guy who was prophesying about himself from since before Moses, since before Noah, and was all the way back in the garden himself telling, hey, Adam, you know, don't eat from that tree. Oh, hey, you know what? Let's create man in our image. That was always him, right? But they don't want to get to know Jesus on that level and just say that, oh, we believe in Jesus, so we're moral people already.
Yeah, they talk about the hate of what Lucado said and the hate in the church where they don't allow LGBTQ people to have positions of authority. And notice that that's where they stop, right? Well, let me tell you what, if you're truly watching over the church of God, if you're truly, you know, whether it's, you know, the local church or what have you, you don't let adulterers be in positions of authority, okay? You don't, I mean, I can go down a whole list. So it's the article or her particular speech was about the LGBTQ community, and that's why they latched onto it. But this is where we've lost it, too. And then what they're going to say to you or me is, well, you're judging. No, no, no. No, no. Sin is sin. Adultery is called out specifically for what it is and what it does. And you are entitled to call these things what God calls them. If God calls it adultery and he calls it a sin, I get to call it adultery. I get to call it a sin, don't I?
That's right. That's right. You know, and I want to remind folks, you know,
You know, that's why the law, when God wrote the law, he wrote it on both sides of the tablet, right? That way, when Moses holds up the law, they can see the law, and the law is looking right back at Moses, meaning that you're not above the law. Don't be breaking any of these sins, Moses. That's you too. You know, so it's like you got to be able to walk in these statutes if you're going to, you know, have this position where people are trusting you with their spiritual edification. You're going to have to walk in these statutes as best you can. And if you can't do it, then, you know, step aside.
Okay. You know, a lot of these people left. They see Jesus as a they think Jesus was at Woodstock. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, this is fun loving. Anything kind of goes. We should be loving each other and all that other stuff. And you know, the hippie kind of mindset. And they go, you know, people, he's so far different than that. Yes. You know, we're loving people around us. We're trying to respect people around us. But that doesn't mean you accept what people around you know. One of the comments in here is that, let's see, I believe in traditional biblical understanding of marriage, but I also believe in a God of unbounded grace and love. LGBT. now, part of what they're saying here is true. The LGBTQ individuals must be treated with love. Okay,
sure.
And respected as human beings. Okay, I can get behind that, but you do not do them disservice if you don't let them participate in the church, do you?
Right.
Because that goes, you know, again, 180 degrees against God's word.
Totally.
And
yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and it, again, it is the watering down. They're trying to get you to accept everything that God doesn't.
Right. And man, it's you know, that's one of the characteristics of a snake, man. It's just kind of like, you know, it's kind of like working its way into your coil, you know, working you into its coils, man. And and that's, you know, as far as the church goes, and you know, when people think that like, say for instance, LGBT aren't welcome in church, it's like, oh no, you're totally welcome here. As a matter of fact, this is, if there's any place that you need to be, it's here. But your behavior though, you got to leave it at the door. Yeah, you know, that's just something totally different.
We got to go for a break, but that's what I always say too. I don't know of any, I don't know of any church personally that would throw out a gay or lesbian person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if they do, obviously they're not using the Bible you and I are using. You know, but again,
right.
Behavior stays outside the door. It does what others do. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to the Real Sound of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. No, truly, people, be part of something. And don't be part of the last Twitter feed you saw go by your screen. You know, really get involved in the process. Really understand what's going on. You know, otherwise, again, when you're spewing misinformation, you are part of the problem. Whether you're on the right, the left, in the middle, wherever you are, it doesn't really much matter if you're not giving out real information. Mm-hmm. Here's one we don't get any real bad information from this guy. Alfonso Rachel joins me. He's the host of a Zopian Den, Anti-Fuddy Duddy Bible Study, and the Zoloft. And listen, I want to bring up something we haven't talked about in a long time, which is the, what's that movie you were in?
Oh, Gosnell.
Yeah, Gosnell, right? I mean, I tell people all the time, you got to get informed, right? You hear me say that a lot. You got to get informed. You got to engage, right? Conservatives, Christians, whatever, go see the movie Gosnell first. Grab a copy of it and see it. Besides, Zoe's in it, so you have to go see it. And when you see it, you see Christians in it. This is what bothered me about this movie, buddy. Christians in that community, they knew what was going on, and nobody called. Nobody did anything about it, really, if you really boil it down. And then you see Unplanned, and you watch, again, the dirty business of abortion, but from a woman who at first didn't think there was anything wrong with it, and she was a Christian. And she thought she was helping women, remember? So...
Yep.
Let me ask you, I wasn't going to go down this road with you, but all of a sudden it's in my head. Did you know much about him before you started doing that movie?
Yeah, I think that was one of the reasons why I was vetted to be cast in it. When the story broke, and I started doing commentary on it around 2013, and jumped to, was like 2015. That's when Nick called me, because I think he had seen some of my commentary on it, and figured, you know, he just took a gamble, you know, speaking of gambling, he took a gamble that, I might have the, you know, the acting chops to be able to pull it off, you know, considering how I, you know, present my commentary, with Zonations, or Zonation back in the day. So yeah, they gave me a call, and long story short, I ended up being cast for the role.
Right. So you did know about it, but,
yeah.
Did you know how nasty it all actually was?
Oh yeah, man. You know, cause I've been speaking about, you know, abortion and, speaking out against abortion for a while. And, you know, you gotta love the left's argument about it, about having a clean facility. You know, we need safe and legal and, you know, regulated abortions. It's like, look, that place can be as clean as the floor can be as clean as nuts to eat off of. That baby's still gonna get butchered. Doesn't matter how clean the place is. So even with Cosnell's House of Horrors, which is what it was, you know, and they'll try to make like, well, he was an exception or he was an anomaly or something like that. It's like, that's a weak cop out.
And it's not true. I mean, they have found a half a dozen people that we've heard about, let's put it that way, across the country like him, if not worse. I mean, this guy, for people who didn't see the movie, and you need to see the movie, and they don't show you this, you know, like out in front, he had baby parts, body parts, babies in trash bags and containers it was disgusting. It was disgusting what he was bringing women into. If he really wanted to help women, if that was really his heart, man, it wasn't going to happen under his tutelage or under his medical kind of background. But and those are things that even Christians today will say, well, come on, why are you bringing social issues into God's church? And I just what?
Well, the thing is that, one, the godless and the left, they never stop bringing up social issues. That's one of the reasons why they're advancing with their beliefs and making it policy for us to have to live under. And it was good, you know, for us to, you know, to make a movie like that, because, you know, we can, you know, we could talk about it, and it's good, man. We need to have people who can make sound arguments to get it, but that's just one piece of the puzzle. There has to be other angles to be able to deliver that message to. You know, something, dare I say, entertaining to capture their attention with. You know, give them a story. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's kind of what Gosnell did. It was in the frame of a police story, basically, you know, a crime and stuff like that. So in that way, it was very engaging. And people, we caught their attention.
Yep.
And people were like, wow, I never really would have thought about it like this.
No, and the funny thing about it is, you know, when people think of a Christian type or Christian-esque movies and shows, you think about them as being cheesy, bad actors and kind of cheesy, you know what I'm saying? But this was any of that. It was great production quality, and the guys did a great, well, whoever, you know, whoever put it all together did a great job. I think it was John Sullivan, the director on that, or producer, whatever.
He produced it. Nick Searcy directed it.
Yep. So, you know, it was a great job, and it wasn't, there was no, what do you want to call it? There was no gore in it to speak of, but you alluded to it. You knew what was going on, and you understood the severity of it. And again, I want to go back to what I said before, though. Where were the Christians? Why do we not step up? Why do we not value God's word, God's values, more than we value those of society and the politically correct morons? I'm sorry, I'll say it.
Well, you know, a lot of the church is just taught that, you know, God is on the throne, just trust in God, and, you know, and he's going to work everything out and stuff like that. And, you know, and I have to remind, you know, constantly say, yes, God is on the throne. He's a person of authority, and a person of authority gives instructions. There's things that we're supposed to do. He's not going to be pleased with us just letting our God-given freedom get voted away. You have to be active in making sure that we're supposed to be salt and light. We're supposed to be helping to preserve these things. And but you know the church has taught something different. Matter of fact, I just had a guy basically email me and slander God
And basically tell me that God failed because, you know, Biden was elected and stuff like that. And he tried to cite Romans in saying that God let this whole thing go by and gave us over to the authority of the state, this government that we had. And people, they buy stuff like that. They look at Romans and they forget that Paul, he says, I'm speaking to people who know the law. Right. If you know the law, then trust me, you'll read Romans a totally different way. It does not mean what you think it means. But people take it as some statist, collectivist, all accepting model that Paul was running with. It's like, no, that's not where it's coming from at all. And but that's what we're giving over to, Joe. And people have been warned about that. God says so. But, you know, it is what it is.
It's all about love, brother. You know, it's about to love everybody and not judge them.
don't get me started.
Seriously. You know, so if I'm sleeping with your wife, you're good with that, all right? You're not supposed to judge me, man. I tell you what.
Okay. Yeah, they read that wrong. They read that totally wrong. Right? And, you know, of course, I mean, even Jesus says, man, it's, look, man, I didn't come to judge. But I'm gonna. It's like, look, there's certain things that you got to call out, man. We have to call certain things. We're just not supposed to do it hypocritically. That's the main thing.
We've got mega churches here in California. We've got, you know, supposedly we have a lot of Christians. You know, in my valley alone, we have 80 houses of worship. I mean, I know that's a lot for an area like mine. We have 300,000 people in my general area. And I'm going to have a senator on in the next hour, Senator Brian Jones, and he's going to join me. He's had to put a bill. Check this out. He's actually had to put a bill forward that says religion is essential. Okay, to try to force, and he's going to force his, he's got quite a few of them on board, but he's going to his Christian Democrat buddies and saying in the legislature and saying, look, why are we allowing the churches? You're with me. We both believe in Jesus. Why are we allowing the churches to be closed down, but the bars are open?
Right.
I have a TV, but the bars are open.
Mm-hmm.
This is wrong, guys. Come on, we need to stick. So, it's kind of cool. He's stepping up for it. He's putting it out there. And we'll get to see who really is a believer, who's really willing to stand up for what God's principles and God's words are. I'm just, you know, I've said it to you a million times, though. I've been worried for years that we're losing our warriors, and we're not losing them to death, and we're not losing them to another religion. We're losing them to political correctness.
Yes. Yeah, and, you know, even it's, that's a whole other kind of a apostasy right there, you know, where we're losing them to. And it's weird because, you know, these are the same people who say that they don't want to be involved in politics, you know, and you should keep your faith and your politics separate, and God is above our politics and all that sort of stuff. None of that stuff is true. You know, the fact that, you know, people keep trying to lead God out of the process, or they're falling for that is why we're losing our country. And unfortunately, a lot of Christians are okay with that. You know, they think that this thing, whole thing is supposed to go down. And, you know, that's the natural process. Everything is subject to decay. That's fine. We're not supposed to help it along. That's the thing about it.
Yeah, don't fall asleep with a lot of sugar in your mouth. And no wonder why you get cavities, right? I mean, seriously.
Right?
You know, Scripture tells us, God tells us, let's put it that way, go out, seek out godly men to rule over you. Mm-hmm. Now, mm-hmm. When somebody says to me, we're not supposed to be involved in politics, God's not interested in politics, you go, well, wait a minute. Well, what does the Scripture mean? In our world, we vote those people in.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Yep. So, I don't know. Anyway, so before we run out of time, tell people where to find your stuff, how to help you out, how to get your music.
Right on. Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and I do have my shows like the Zoloft, the Zopium Bin, my music project, 20 Pound Sled, so I hope you guys, there's a lot of crazy music out there, y'all. You wonder why there's so much mind rock. Support some music that's got, you know, got a dirty sound, but a clean message.
Support your brothers and sisters in Christ. I keep telling you that. Be back in a little while. Don't go far. Senator Brian Jones joins me to talk about religion is essential in California. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.